real great adventures of me, Tom Terrific, with Mighty Manfred the Wonder Dog. Terrific!
I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero ever. Terrific is the name for me, 'cause I'm so clever. I can be what I wanna be, and if you'd like to see, follow, come follow me. If you see a plane on high, a diesel train go roaring by, a bumblebee or a tree, it's me. When there is trouble, I'm there on the double, from Atlantic to Pacific. They know I'm terrific.
Oh, yeah. Tom Terrific here in the bunker right here in north central Indiana, where the snow is not flying and the rain is not falling. But we do have an overcast day and it's pretty chilly out there. Not too bad, but anyhow, I went out there to change my hateful message on my big 6x8 fluorescent sign in front of my abode, and it was pretty chilly. I got a new sign up there. Bend over, Whitey, and smile. I tell you, we get a lot of traffic around here. And it's funny how some of these conservatives, you can see them, or liberals, but there are not too many liberals around here. But anyhow, you know, the conservatives go by, and they got to make a 90-degree turn right in front of my house, right in front of that sign. And they a lot of them will look clear to the left, so they don't have to look at that sign. They almost run off the road. And yeah, bend over, Whitey, and smile. I think they get the message. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's where you send your donations for the radio show, 6 hours a week. And that's where you send your snail mail for whatever you want to talk about, but most people do it by email now at tm_metzger@yahoo.com or my professional webmaster, merchandiseresist@yahoo.com. And if you don't get a show on the right day or something like that and you're mixed up a little on your donations, well, contact merchandiseresist@yahoo.com or myself, so we'll take care of you good. Yeah. Well, it is December the 6th, 2014, Saturn's Day. Whoa, we got a full moon. How about that? The wolves will be out tonight, baby. I'll tell you, they'll be out tonight. Saturday night, just got paid. Yeah, watch out for the gendarmes, too. I mean, you know, there are going to be a lot of county mounties around. Yeah, they need the money. Boy, they're really throwing the cops under the bus, aren't they? Boy, I'll tell you, they're... Even the mayors of the towns that the police departments are located in, they're throwing the cops under the bus. I think you're going to see a little pushback there. May even see some blue flu strikes by the cops. I remember... they used to do that quite a bit. You never know. Well, I'll tell you. All I can tell you, tell the lone wolves of the that are in the police departments and so forth, to just keep your head down, keep your mouth shut, and write those tickets, and there'll be a time when you can help us out. And I'm dependent on you to do that. Yeah. Otherwise, you stay under the bus, because you're either with us or against us. There is no in-between. Boy, the Republicans pulled this one off really sweet. I'm telling you. They just waited for the ripe fruit to drop off the tree, and then they just saunter along and pick it up. This Ferguson thing growing into this nationwide thing, it's... First of all, I love it, their symbol of putting up their arms. You know, the demonstrators putting up their arms. So keep those arms up, boys, and right into the FEMA camp you go. That's a hell of a defeatist symbol, to put up your arms. Anyhow, the Republicans just waited for something like this. They don't have to wait too long. And now there's going to be all kinds of pushback. And guess who's going to benefit by it? The Republican Party, the grand old party, the GOP. They're good at manipulation because they got the money and they got some brains, and not in the right place, but they've got them. And they're going to play this for all it's worth. And next election, next campaign, boy, there's going to be super pushback and by the Republicans. Because more of the senior people out here, they're good old Republicans, the old sort of old-fashioned kind. And when something like this happens, boy, they can't wait to get to the polls. Old granny can't wait to get to the polls and vote against those goddamn upstarts in the street. But like I say, chaos is beautiful. I love chaos. Some people say anarchy. Well, that's okay too. But keep your powder dry, boys. It's not our time. I don't want to lose any people out there pissing around with these people or running around in the street, rolling around with either the cops or the demonstrators. No, stay away from that stuff. Just sit back and eat your popcorn and watch it on TV. The time is coming. Tick, tick, tick. Our time is coming. But it's still a ways off. Okay? Well, today is Saturn's Day, and so what do we do on Saturn's Day? We get Sling Blade on here. Yeah, Sling Blade. Well, are you ready for the Jolla Days? I call these the Jolla Days, the Jew holidays. Yeah, you ready to go out in the stores and bump heads with the niggers and the Mexicans and crazy whites? Yeah, let's go. It's fun. Black Friday. People fist fighting at the front door, box stores and the whole bit, lined up for a block, two blocks, sleeping overnight. This is a real Jew time of the year. This is the Jew harvest. This is little Jew harvest. War is big Jew harvest. These Jew holidays that they've turned into Jew holidays. Of course, the whole Christmas story is a Jew story anyhow, mythology. But it used to be, you know what I like? I used to watch cartoons when I was younger, during the, let's see, that would have been the 50s, early 50s. We had some kind of an exchange with Soviet Union, and they had cartoons, and they had Father Frost. So in Russia, they celebrate Father Frost. I like that. That makes a lot more sense than Santa Claus. Well, let's go with Sling Blade here before he goes to sleep on me. Come on, Sling Blade. Now, I'm not sure about the dates on this. Like I said, Igor took care of that, and he screwed it up. Wasn't Sling Blade or myself. We never make mistakes, but Igor, boy, he makes all kinds of mistakes. Here we go.
I'm going to read something here that maybe you guys may recognize. See if you do. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Let me rephrase that. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all white men are created equal. That's what Thomas Jefferson really had in mind when he wrote that. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people, white people, to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and organize its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. You know that as the Declaration of Independence. written on July 4th, 1776. But Jefferson, in his infinite wisdom, said that the security of these rights governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers of the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to abolish or to alter and institute a new government. Now ask yourself this. As the current government, which is controlled by alien interest, would you say that this form of government has become destructive of the ends? What are those ends? That we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Do we really have a pursuit of happiness? Absolutely not. And that, how can you say that when there's numerous places in this country you can't even walk through without having an armed platoon with you? Would you say that we have the right of life? Absolutely not. They've orchestrated a system that keeps white families from breeding and flooding our land with non-whites who don't fucking belong here, and whose ancestors, the non-white ancestors, could have never even conceived in their primitive minds a form of government that we established, or even written something like this. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that securities, rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, and this government, since at least 1900, probably before that, let's say since the days of Andrew Jackson, when Andrew Jackson got out of politics, remember his big nemesis was Nicholas Biddle. He was the banker's man. And Nicholas Biddle tried all kinds of shit to that were defamatory towards Jackson. But I guess Nicholas Biddle died penniless and being hounded by aspects of the law because of certain fraudulent things that he did. So I guess that was karma. But my thing is, there are people who've been involved with our government who are dying at a ripe old age, look at Ted Kennedy, for selling out our race, selling out our country, and only looking out for the interest of the mega rich. It is our right, it is our duty as white men to abolish this form of government. Now, I am open to any way that that could possibly happen. We have a duty to destroy this government that has betrayed us. That's something that we need to remind ourselves of. Absolutely. And you are not going to destroy this government by Mickey Mouse bullshit. You are not going to destroy this government by getting together on April 20th and celebrating Hitler's birthday. You're not going to destroy this government by putting out flyers. You know, you can put out literature for a while, but that literature's got to be backed up with something. If you remember my reading of WASP, phase one was the propaganda campaign. You know? DAG, Der Rock, Agestum Gesetz, the imaginary terrorist cell homegrown in the Syrian combine was wreaking havoc. And all that was a figment of James Mowry's imagination. The shit that one man can go out there and do, but nobody wants to do it. And if you are doing it, maybe you guys are doing things out there, but the media is deciding to black it out. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that maybe something's going on out there. But the media wouldn't block it out for long. And I'm not hearing anything. We have the moral high ground to destroy this form of government that is destroying our race. We have the moral high ground to do whatever it takes to win. We are a little ant, you know, collectively. Our struggle is like an ant compared to a fucking an elephant. Okay, so we need to do whatever it takes. The ends do justify the means. Anything goes at this point. Anything goes. No matter how dastardly or how underhanded. Remember, those that can't exercise their will to power will sneak up the back stairs and sneak in the back window, like I said on the other side of this tape. And I said that characterized the Jew, because the Jew didn't have the military know-how or the military might to ever go against Aryan empires in the past, like Rome and Greece. But we're Aryans. But we don't have the resource that the Jew has at them now. You know, the Jew has become worse than the Roman Empire ever was, as far as I'm concerned. Let me read something here from William Gailey Simpson from Which Way Western Man. And he has a chapter here about Jesus. And the whole thing dealt with how, you know, this guy at one time in his life, like in the 1920s, was an avid, you know, he flirted with socialism and all this other stuff, and he really wanted to do what he could in the name of Jesus to really help the dregs of society. I think he even went around barefoot for like a couple of years, you know, just to make a statement. But he was disabused of that worldview because it just didn't coincide with reality. And he says here in the chapter speaking about Jesus, there's no use, therefore, in trying to wear the coat of Jesus wore. Now, this is he's using an analogy here with a coat. It might have fitted him perfectly, but he had a different father and a mother from any one of us. He lived in a different age, and its problems were different. There's no coat made that will fit you or me. We must grow our own, as a turtle grows its own shell, as every son of a woman grows his own skin. If we try to wear another man's coat, it will only bind us when we come to strike a blow, so that we cannot swing with our full force or its long sleeves dangling. It may be below our fingertips, and it will get our hands all tangled up just when they are suddenly needed to grasp a situation. No, regardless of what kind of a figure we may cut, the only way is to keep our own coat. That will never come off. And like one's naked skin, it will fit perfectly. There is nothing else in which man can run so fleetly or strike so hard or dance with such abandon. You know, we can use that in a lot of different ways. But dealing with our current struggle the same way Rockwell did in his day, the white racial struggle is trying too hard to wear George Lincoln Rockwell's coat. Or maybe David Duke's coat. I don't know. And just when we're needed to strike a blow fiercely, we're being bound up because we're wearing a coat that just doesn't fit us. We need to define our own age. I believe that definition was sparked in the 80s with the order, but nobody followed suit. And as a result, our race is in a lot worse shape now than it was in 1983. I know you guys keep saying out there, keep your powder dry. Listen, you may wake up one day and you won't have no powder. So I'm telling you, if there is no collapse You know, don't forget, I don't know if you guys saw this week's episode on conspiracy theory and how scientists, the scientific community is pretty much in agreement that right around 2012, solar activity will start doing some things. And it does it, and there's a cycle. The sun goes through cycles just like the earth. And the last time that this cycle happened, it was 150 years ago. Really didn't affect our civilization because we weren't so dependent on electricity. Our electrical gadgetry right now is so sensitive that if we do have these solar flare-ups and they send millions and millions and tons of ions and protons to our planet, which will arrive in like minutes. It takes, I mean, they come that quick from the sun. Within minutes, they'll be here. Now, there's a satellite out in space that saw, that discovered that we have a hole in our electromagnetic shield. Now, I'm wondering, why do we have a hole in our electromagnetic shield? Some will say, oh, ozone or pollution. You think maybe that facility they have in Alaska, HARP, which can put a hole in the ionosphere, you think maybe that did that? And they purposely did that so that when solar activity heats up, that it'll cause catastrophe on the planet, therefore getting rid of a lot of useless eaters? Hey, I'm all for getting rid of useless eaters, but I just don't want to see my race suffer. But we may. But there's a huge infrastructure project going on in Denver. I remember Metzger told me one time that they're actually doing something with Denver, that that may become the new capital of the North American Republic or whatever. Now think about this. The Denver Airport, the Denver International Airport, is 25 miles outside of Denver. The airport is in the middle of nowhere. The old airport that they used to use was only 5 miles outside the city. This is way out in the middle of nowhere. They've been building on this thing for 4 years, and they're still not done. There's so much excavation going on that they know that there's a huge underground facility there that they're constantly adding to. I'm wondering, all this stimulus money went to bail out the banks. I'm wondering, because it's a proven fact that within the last 10 years, there is a major construction project going on in this country of deep underground bunkers that the rich will use when the shit hits the fan in this country. All over the place. They're being built out east and in the East Coast and Virginia. They're being built in the western part of the United States. But this huge facility is right under the Denver International Airport. There's a lot more to that than what's being said about that. So I think the global elite are getting ready for something that they really, frankly, don't frown upon too much. Because they're not going to be the ones that have to suffer for it. So we've been sold out in every way imaginable. How dare you? How dare you, white men and women who believe in the survival of the white race, how dare you obey the law? You've been sold out every way imaginable, but you still go through life paying your taxes. Listen, you see a bunch of black guys robbing banks? You need to cheer for them. You know what I mean? You need to hold the door open for them when they're trying to make their escape. If the black man rapes, robs, and kills white people, hey, go after their ass and make them pay. If they're going to rob from the system, cheer them on. All right. Let me get off my soapbox here. I'm going to go over Metzger's White Urban Survival Guide here for a little bit. The insurgent is not a membership organization. The insurgent is a voluntary association of individuals and cells. Yeah, we know that. The joint or not the joint? Joining a group or attempting to recruit the public en masse is a common error of logic that many people make. The enemy fail-safe limitations are well in place to control such approaches. We have many such groups around the country who believe that their eat, meet, and retreat logic is a winning formula. I call it intellectual masturbation. Well, that's well said there. It may feel good, but nothing changes after the thrill is gone. Wow, look at all the eat, meeting, and treating we've done over the last 20 years alone. And look at how much our race is even more dispossessed. There comes a time when the body is so infested with parasites that band-aids no longer have any effect. Be it parasites or cancer, it's time for major surgery. The general public never has sufficient courage to do that. So it's up to a small percentage of serious surgeons to use a different approach. I call that revolutionary racism. Agreed. The general public will not like our approach, but on the other hand, they will not seriously interfere unless they sit on a jury. It's simply a war between the minority in power and the minority out of power. Trying to satisfy the public will drive you mad. The public in general doesn't have an individual mind. They have a mass mind. They follow the leader or whomever is successfully gaining power. No, my friends, the time for parlor manners and polite politicking is long over. It's now time to alter or establish by any means possible. Looks like Tommy read the Declaration of Independence in that last one. By any means possible. Now, come on, you got to disabuse yourself of the notion that you can do this within the bounds of the law. You cannot. Revolutionary racial holy war. That's what we need. Networking. The following are suggestions to help keep us healthy. Those who ignore these ideas will learn the hard way and pay the price. Number one, beware of strangers. Historically, resistance to political criminals has taken the form of small, autonomous groups whose members know and trust one another from long personal experience. Even better is the one-person unit, the Ghost Wolf. There are plenty of written and electronic material to guide you. Holding hands can be deadly. The head of a DEA recently lamented that once the major South American drug cartels were broken up, they were left with hundreds of small groups which were extremely hard to infiltrate and destroy. After all, how many group actions have taken place where a single determined activist could not have accomplished even better results? In most cases, where three or more participate, it is expected that at least one will talk if caught. In many cases, they will rat on each other. Three people can keep a secret if two are dead. And always remember, when in contact with men of the Iron Heel, stick to the five words: I have nothing to say. No one can help you but yourself once you are in the hands of the enemy. Number two, beware of the man who is too perfect and he says all the right things and needs a little persuasion. Plus, he supplies a substantial amount of money. Several white separatist membership organizations fell into this trap. They tend to make allowances for people who give larger amounts of money. Sure, it takes money to operate, but at what cost? Don't lower your standards for security or money. Three, beware of handling someone else's firearm. Now, you guys know that. Someone says, hey, look at this gun I bought. They want to get your prints on it, so be careful of that. It says always carry a small audio tape recorder in your pocket. I've never done that, but I guess it's a good thing. Always begin recording if a suspected agent from any level of government approaches you. I guess that's cool. It says carry a low-cost 35mm camera with you at all times. Auto-advance and collapsing telescope lens preferred. Right. I've known people who did hard time primarily because they were too cheap to buy a police scanner. Well, I think police scanners are encrypted now. I think their traffic, their transmissions are like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm the last person to talk about tech, so it'd be great if Lone Wolf DC could talk about that. But I thought that you can't get a hold of those no more. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, we are becoming a knife and edge blade society. Carry a legal length knife and know how to use it. Box cutters come in all sizes and are good defense items. They are disposable and cheap. Also, there's a catalog out there, Bud K. It's good stuff. They got a good catalog. you can buy a bunch of knives for cheap. Okay, in a pinch, there are dozens of weapons lying around. Rocks, bottles, bricks, lumber, anything lying around. Almost anything feasible can be used as a weapon. Pencils or ballpoint pens, used properly, will also ruin an attacker's day. Easy off oven cleaner. I guess you can keep that in your car. It's like self-defense, sprayed in someone's face, you know. Can also be easily explained away, saying it fell out of your grocery bag or something. Most people go to jail for having guns, not for using them. I have been active for 30 years, and I've never been in a situation where a gun was necessary. Pepper spray and a blade should suffice unless you're stalking big game. It's not a sign of cowardice when confronted with superior numbers to exit the scene and live to fight another day. Absolutely. It's best to avoid simple street confrontation if at all possible. What's the game? Well, I disagree a little bit with that. I mean, street confrontations, as long as you don't hang around, as long as you operate far from home and far from work, as long as you wear nondescript, uncharacteristic clothing, street confrontations, provided you always go into it with the upper hand, can be pretty good. Remember, we don't fear the hornet's nest. We just want to stir it up before we zap them all with raid. Wearing racial symbols is not wise and creates a possible no-win situation. You may claim victory in a street brawl, but be charged with a hate crime, even if you're in the right. How many times have we heard of that happening? Right. Be doubly aware of any new acquaintance who proposes unlawful activities. That person is likely either stupid or an agent. Don't be surprised to find him or her testifying against you in a court of law. Beware of those who draw checks from the enemy. They have divided loyalty. Some retired military personnel fit this picture. I have personally known three retired generals. That's Tom Metzger speaking here. I have personally known three retired generals in my day. They may have been great at sending privates into harm's way, but in civilian life, they weren't worth a dime for our cause, either for action or simply for contributions. As far as normal government checks are concerned, I support liberating as much cash as possible from the Iron Heel. Nearly every dime they control came from our race. That's right, came from your race through taxation and everything else. Avoid drunks, drug users, and anyone of unstable character. Always choose quality over quantity. Well, you know what? You can use people like that. But the people that you use like that, they're going to think that you're an anarchist or a communist or whatever. You're not going to tell them your racial views. You don't want them, you know, because they have a weakness. They're weak. They can easily be flipped by a cop. So you don't want that. They are not the. I mean, I'm saying you can use people like this. Tom says stay away from. I'm saying you can exploit people like this. They are not to know your real name. They are not to know where you live, your cell phone number, nothing. And you feed them false information. You feed them how you did four years in the Marine Corps and you've never been in the military. And know what you're talking about when you start talking. I mean, have a cover identity. Do some research. Believe me, it's fun. I know from personal experience. Unfortunately, this does not show up until too late. Keep your eyes and ears and nose active. Don't be embarrassed to be nosy. If a person objects to your investigation, simply walk away. Better safe than sorry. Beware of someone whose intellect, education, and background appear radically different than those he is trying to associate. Absolutely. I remember when I was going to National Alliance meetings, there was this guy who was in the Navy. And he just didn't fit. He just didn't fit, man. He was well too groomed, too educated, and too sophisticated to be amongst us. He never said the N-word. He always... When he came to a monthly meeting one time, he brought some American Renaissance video about immigration, and you know, and it was some narrator talking to an audience, and the audience was mixed race himself or mixed race themselves. So, you know, I'm just beware of people who just don't fit, but also those who just happen to say the right things. Do a lot of investigating. Be sure federal and state cops. Be sure federal and state cops can create a good cover, but they seldom bother. Right-wing style membership resistance groups rarely check associate background, especially police and military records. Above all, don't forget to check civil records. Angry divorce proceedings have given us great intelligence information in the past. I once flushed out a police informant by reading his divorce record. The wife was demanding part of his police pay. Some infiltrators used a military expert ploy. Check their DD-214 military record. If they will not produce it, walk away. Even then, an agent of the Naval Investigative Service may assume any rank from lowly seaman to admiral. The same goes for other military security agencies. Military associates, important. If you declare in any way that you are a racist, you will be booted out of the military and possibly jailed. You are then of little use in a struggle. So people in the military, keep your mouth shut and don't get tattoos with swastikas. Military operatives must be totally lone wolf and deep cover. In other words, keep your mouth shut no matter what. I have known a few military men who joined the struggle claiming great deeds. In one case, a Marine sergeant who actually been kicked out of the military after only 2 weeks, and he was a homosexual to boot. He led several men straight to the federal prison through his lies. Another was Patriot Party leader Glenn Miller, who was a Green Beret. He was a Green Beret, all right, a supply sergeant, not a combat soldier. He later testified against good movement soldiers in federal court. At one time, he led several hundred groups astray in the streets. Remember, most organizations are sold out from the top, not the bottom. Just another reason to be lone wolf or part of a small cell. Never take a person at face value. No one is ever above suspicion. Sad, but that's just the way it is. Recognize the ruthlessness of the Iron Heel and be prepared to use the same tactics. I totally fucking agree. All governments rule by force or implied force. They will mass murder innocent families, including the women and children. They will not play fair with you. Forget all you've learned in government class. There is no justice in the courts or in the streets for white racial separatists. Do not expect it and do not plead for it. Act some motherfucking lootly. When on the run, don't forget dumpster diving for fun and profit. And remember, never to compromise a comrade by making contact. That's right. If you go on the lam, nothing familiar. You don't contact friends or family. Grab your fucking balls and stay by yourself and go to a city they would never expect you to go to. Go where least expected. Large urban areas are much easier to disappear than open country or woods. Most people's knowledge of survival is woefully inadequate. That's right. And everyone out there needs to brush up on all their survival knowledge. Being detected is more likely in the wild. More likely in the wild, considering the sophisticated equipment now used. By the way, if any of you got survival videos, send them to Metzger. He'll send them to me, and we'll put that information out on Radio Rahoa. If you also got stuff like survival, evasion, resistance, and escape, any training like that, any knowledge about that, share that with us, and we'll put it on a show. Keep tuned to the news. Most people listen to rock and roll or whatever the thing is, whatever the end thing is. To a true activist, checking local, national, international news is like breathing. That's right. Believe it or not, I used to have this delivery job, and that's all I listened to was the news. And believe me, I got a lot of targets in my ghost wolf activities. Not relax, fucking Zog. I didn't kill anybody. Wink, wink. Okay, and just by listening to the news, they have news stories about this professor and that professor and what school they're at. Fucking turn off the radio and listen to the news and get to know what's going on. Most large urban areas have 24/7 news radio stations. News today is almost instantaneous, so keeping up at all times is simple. Most of it is pure BS and nigger ball scores, but between the lines, a sharp listener can be very well informed. Any Aryan soldier who thinks he or she can survive without being keen on world or local affairs is simply playing games. We must also develop our own means of informing the public, keeping them at least neutral in the struggle. Okay, jumping ahead here. And just because I'm not reading every word of this thing doesn't mean that you guys shouldn't check out a copy of this. Okay, anyone is capable of being a lone wolf. Resistance is a lifestyle. Each performs to his or own individual ability. Success and experience will come in time. Always start off small. Many small victories are better than one big blunder, which may end with your career. End your career as a lone wolf. Every little bit counts in the resistance. Knowledge is power. Learn from Learn from your mistakes as well as mistakes of others. Never rush into anything. Time and planning are keys to success. That's why I say study crimelibrary.com and see how where other serial killers or killers have fucked up, you know, have made mistakes. Also watch forensic files and stuff like that. Never attempt anything beyond your ability. Failure can mean disaster. The less any outsider knows, the safer and more successful you will be. Keep your mouth shut and your ears open. Never truly admit to anything. Communicate your message to others having the same beliefs as yours. You know, you can communicate that with a propaganda spray painted on a wall or something. Communication will add to your knowledge base. After all, having an opinion is still legal, I think. Communication is a good thing, but keep your covert activities a secret. This will protect you as well as others like you. When someone from a membership group taunts you by saying, "What have you done as a lone wolf?" Simply say, "That would be telling, duh." Or better yet, don't let them know you're a lone wolf at all. Exactly. Shouldn't even bring up the term lone wolf. Too many fucking rats out there. Even the smallest things can make a difference. You may see that what you are doing is making an impact, but never take credit. If you never get caught, you are better than an army, any army. Others will notice your activities, but never try to take credit for them. Success should be all the recognition you need. I cannot fucking stress this enough. Success is all the credit that you need. You don't need to be fucking praised by the masses while they're fucking hauling you in court in handcuffs, thinking, "Oh man, look, I'm really someone now in the struggle." Don't even fucking entertain thoughts like that. Your success is all the recognition that you need. Never keep records which can connect you to an activity. That's right, like grocery receipts and gas cards, you know, using your gas card at a certain gas station in an area. I've talked about a lot of this stuff on the latter shows of 08, so go check those out. The Lone Wolf, Ghost Wolf radio shows of January and of November and December of 08. Okay, keep in mind that repeated activity in one area will lead to increased attention there, and possibly to you. The more you adjust tactics, the more effectively you become. Random chaos is non-predictable. Absolutely, spread all your activities over a large geographic area. Operate far from home and far from work. You don't have to venture too far from home or work if you're totally off the government's radar. If you've ever been to a racial meeting, I would say you're compromised. Or had your picture taken, or you know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't take the chance. If you've ever been to a racial meeting, you have to operate far from home and far from work. Now what's far? I would say 25 to 30 miles be a good, that's far from home, far from work. Definitely. But to even be in a safe bet, you know, if you, let's say, live in Chicago, you can go up to Wisconsin, do some things. You can go to Minnesota. You can be in Minnesota in 7 hours, you know. Have some case money set aside in a safe deposit box away from your locality in a quiet area, complete with a new ID just in case something goes wrong. That's a good idea. Also, have your bug-out bag, but don't have your bug-out bag, you know, for ghost wolf stuff. If the shit is the fan and society collapses, well, have the bag close at hand. But your bug-out bag for your activities, don't have that at home. Okay. Only you know your limitations. Never say more than 5 words to the system. Never. I have nothing to say. There are no exceptions. Anyone who talks must be shunned from the movement forever. Former associates of the talker may consider much harsher punishment. Never talk, even to a grand jury when faced with contempt of court charges. No exceptions. Even if wrong, do not use the system to facilitate revenge. Collaboration in any way for any purpose is collaboration. That's right. Beware of signing up for any membership organization. You may find yourself taking orders from an iron heel itself. Okay, I'm going to breeze through a lot of these. Operating in a totally legal manner means nothing to our oppressors. If you have a successful career, the Iron Heel and other groups can ultimately destroy you. Not for what you do, but for what you think. I've seen it happen over and over again. Membership groups often have good intentions when recruiting up in class, but if you're pulling down 5K plus and attend these meetings, prepare yourself for the breadlines. when the Iron Heel decides your time is up. Recognize media tactics. Don't worry about labels if you are already a public figure. All right, this is, I think, above ground stuff here. All right, learn to live within your means. Absolutely, don't let debt overtake you. Debt makes you a slave, as millions of white Americans are finding out the hard way. Most divorces are triggered by motherfucking money problems. In the South, after chattel slavery was outlawed, another form popped up. It was called sharecropping. The landowner got folks, a lot of them sharecroppers were white too, got folks so far in debt in the spring and summer that when the harvest time came, they could barely have enough to pay them off. Learn to live off discards, buy used. Remember that phrase that I came up with or told you guys about the other day? Make do, use it up, wear it out. You should live by that. All right. Don't try to ever keep up with the Nigger Jones. That's a Jew trap. Buy your needs of swap meets and motherfucking garage sales, thrift shops, and do newspaper thrifty ads. Learn to work and barter. Never pick up and move. Don't pick up and move every year thinking that the grass is green on the other side of the hill. Listen, you know what? This Northwest Imperative thing, I'm all for it if you guys go up there anonymously. But you have to go up there and you have to fucking do work for the race. All right. Those who move far from familiar swamp grounds lose valuable contacts. Me, myself, I can go anywhere in the country. I don't have any valuable contacts. Develop an economic support network with friendly businessmen. Many white people will not join, but they do understand and sympathize. Behind closed doors, many are fire-breathing racists too. These types are very useful in an economic network. In many cases, it is not good to recruit them into active cells. They serve a good purpose without being asked to commit more than they are willing or able to do. In any war, most personnel are in the support units. Absolutely right. Cut politically correct budgets in half by using Aryan brains. Got to move out here. Never join a membership organization unless it is to monitor threats of lone wolf operations. Right. Support some activists and publications of periodic free will donations covertly. You will be able to live without a membership card. Exist and fight as lone wolves or in a small cell, and you will last longer and be at peak performance. I have never said that there won't be a time when all small cells and lone wolves may evolve into a highly structured, ruthlessly militant organization with steel-hard leaders. That time is not now, and will not be for foreseeable future. No present leader, including myself, will be leading that phase. We are only to prepare the way. Hopefully, what we say and do now will make a future victory possible. Remember, those who have come before you are counting on you, and those who came after you are depending on you. Think white, act white, and be white. Some survival advice for us lone wolves. Everyone should have a good, strong pack, like a military pack, the best. You know, it's like your bug out bag, whatever. Canteens, canteen cup, knives, space blankets, plastic sheet, disposable lighters, waterproof matches, birthday candles, alternative fire starters, magnesium steel wool. If you have steel wool and a 9-volt battery, do not store them in the same pocket. Duct tape and super glue, first aid kit, dental first aid kit, available at Walgreens. Folding saw, 50 feet, for parachute cord, camel better. Toilet paper, common sense, poncho, military vest, water purification tablets, absolutely, and water filter, sleeping bag. Sleeping bag's kind of bulky. If you're going to be on the move, I wouldn't be taking no sleeping bag with you. Military clothes, military vest, clothes can be a pillow. Flashlights, LEDs, better. You know what, I'm gonna stop here. I'm going to go more in depth into that when I do my bug out bag show. I'll glean from this. Because remember, when it's time to go, you don't want to be fucking humping no 80-pound pack like you're getting ready for Ranger school. That is not the way to go. I say try to keep your bag under 25 pounds. Okay? You know, if you got a couple energy bars, you know, in times of scarcity, I would depend on those. I wouldn't eat those up right away. You know, get a handful of energy bars, like those power bars, you know, shit that's got a lot of calories, and it'll give you a boost. you know, lighters and stuff like that. You know, have that 11-inch pry bar and some rope, no more than 50 feet of rope, because rope can get heavy. Make sure you burn the ends of it so it doesn't unfray on you. Definitely 550 cord, what Metzger said in there was a parachute cord, same thing. Have a good sturdy knife, but I wouldn't have that in your pack. I wouldn't mind having a small revolver and 50 rounds of ammunition in your pack. Revolver for simplicity's sake. A revolver, you can have the cylinder loaded and it can be like that for 25 years and it'll still fire. If you have an automatic or semi-automatic and you have the magazine loaded to capacity, after about a year, that spring in that magazine may get weak on you and cause a malfunction when you need it. You start popping rounds and all of a sudden you have a failure to eject, you know, and all of a sudden you're trying to clear a fucking malfunction on your weapon in the heat of the moment. You don't want to deal with that. So a revolver is a good backup weapon. Maybe stainless steel, even though it's stainless steel weapon is not tactically good, especially when you're out in the woods or whatever, because it can have some shine to it. But stainless steel is rust resistant. So you guys make the call on a lot of this stuff. But I'll definitely go over the bug out bag and I'll use this sheet to glean from. But we got some other things to talk about coming up under the shows, like interrogation, a lot of stuff that I've gleaned off of this paranoid newsletter. I'm telling you, this paranoid newsletter is fucking awesome. I cannot tell you. I'll tell you what. If you subscribe, get a hold of Tom Metzger and get every... And you know what? Shell out some fucking dollars, man. You're not going to go poor off of the stuff that you buy off resist.com. Shell out a few dollars for the paranoid newsletter and listen to the Ghost Wolf shows of November, December of 08, and I believe January and February of 09. Okay? Because a lot of tactical stuff there. You know, if you want to download those shows so you can play them over and over again, that would be great. Get that stuff second nature in you. But this is what we need to do. This is a new ball game now. If you have not evolved to this point, you might as well shut off the fucking computer. Don't even listen to me no more. In fact, I beg that you do that. Okay? Because I don't want to waste your time, and I think you're wasting my time by, you know, fucking listening. But I hope there's some good people out there listening to this stuff and getting motivated and getting serious and realizing that if you live to be 80 years old and a country is becoming more and more non-white, what's going to be like when you're in your 60s and you're at the mercy of these young black and brown thugs? Well, I won't take no shit from them. I have a gun with me. And they say, come on. When you get older, you start losing a step or two. Okay? And don't forget, they may get smarter over the years, too, with tactical shit. There's a lot of non-whites in the military learning shit they shouldn't be learning. All the more incentive for you guys to go out there and learn military tactics. I personally want all of you to have the brains of a fucking Navy SEAL out there. You may not have the body and the physical fitness of a Navy SEAL, but at least know what they know. You should strive for that. Strive every day for some kind of knowledge of military tactics, how to, you know, get the mission done. I mean, know everything. Firearms, explosives, sabotage. You need to know all that shit. Martial arts. This is Radio Rojoa saying that we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. That can only be done by racial holy war.
Great show, Sling Blade. I like it. I like it. Well, yes, that's the survival guide that I put together several years ago. I think it's still right up to date on those things. I don't know about that sleeping bag thing. He's right about that. It's a lot to carry around. I don't know whether you could get a light plastic blow-up mattress. I mean, not a mattress, but, you know, just something that would be a little soft on the ground, but you could roll it up real tight, about the size of a big can of beans type thing. But anyhow, you can make a place to sleep, and I learned in the Army I could sleep any place. I could sleep on rocks. I can still do that, and it's a good habit to get into. As far as the Declaration of Independence, I don't put any truck in it. It was pure propaganda, mainly written for the French at the time because they were into their big equality, fraternity, and all that kind of shit. And that made the French revolutionaries happy, and France was going to give us a lot more weapons and help. So that propaganda was mainly for that. A lot of people don't even know that. And all men are created equal. No, nobody's created equal. The white man is not created equal either. I mean, you know, come on, you got talents, you got a problem today is that the race is like a pyramid with your genius, intelligentsia, the real intelligentsia at the very peak. And the reason you need us wide base on the pyramid of population is so that at the top you have more of the genius type of whites at the top to carry on our civilization and culture. And as the base narrows to less and less people, you're going to have less and less choices and opportunities for the genius at the top. And that's a biological fact. Our problem today is that our education system is not there to educate. It's to indoctrinate and make good citizens and taxpayers out of people. It's got nothing to do with generating genius, only on in a small way. Usually a kid's initiative and genius is bred out of him by the time almost he gets out of grade school, and for sure out of high school. And by the time he goes to college, he's really screwed, unless he's one that really is a lone wolf in education and so forth and picks up all the good stuff and doesn't listen to the rabble or travel with the pack. And that's why, if you look back, that a good share of the extremely successful inventors and so forth in this country didn't hardly finish any school. I know my stepfather only went to the eighth grade, but he was a smart son of a gun. I'll tell you that. Common sense. So anyhow, put that Declaration of Independence away. Put the Constitution away, because the Constitution has plenty of cracks in it. When the blacks say, well, you brought us here and all that, it's true. We didn't. You didn't. I didn't. The working class didn't. It was the ruling class. I mean, you know, the blacks didn't ask to come. They were brought here simply to be slaves for cash crops and to make the ruling class richer. It had nothing to do with promoting the working class. So for British mercantilism and American entrepreneurs and big shots, they brought this virus into the country. So here again, we have nobody to blame but our own leadership of who we've allowed to lead this government. And it's been led wrong ever since the beginning. It didn't just start. This stuff, well, I wish we could go back. Bullshit. You don't realize what it was like for a working class in the old days. I mean, the working class are doing far better today, even though they got problems, than they ever did back then. And I have that book, The Good Old Days They Weren't. And you need to get a copy of that and read what it was like for the average guy there wasn't much of a middle class at all. And down south, with all the niggers doing all the work for free, it didn't evolve a middle class whites, a strong middle class white at all. It was either a rich capitalista slave owners, or it was poor people, poor white people, that they didn't want to educate the niggers, but they didn't want to educate poor whites either. So everything you've learned in school about all this bullshit history is just that, like I can't remember his name. Anyhow, it's all bullshit. And I tell you, the left has a lot of answers, but they don't tie it to the salvation of the race. And they condemn the ruling class all the time. But they continually vote for people in the ruling class and so forth. So most of those people are hypocrites. But the right wing, the conservatives, they go for the money party. Now look what happened when Reagan and those guys decided we'll cut the legs off of this Democrat Party, because there's still a lot of strong white people in support in the Democrat Party in the South. So they come up with a Southern strategy. And they limp-wristedly talked about, you know, not really supporting a white race, but it was sort of a wink-wink thing. And so they took over the South and then screwed the South up and destroyed the white party, a white part of the Democrat Party, which used to be the white working man's party, and in the old days, and the hardcore racist. I said yesterday, the conservative of today, what they call these neocon conservatives, and they all use that all the time on these right-wing radio shows, is bullshit. Back in the 60s and before that, those people would have been considered reds. I mean, you know, throw the history books away because they're written by the ruling class. There's a lot of good books out there that you should read. I believe Ferdinand Lundberg's Cracks in the Constitution is a very good book. I mean, obviously he spends, you know, a lot of time on some of the liberal things that are too liberal, but still he points out the fallacy of American history as it's taught in the schools. And when these blacks come up and say, hey, man, you brought us here, yeah, that's right, the ruling class brought you here, and it as a virus just to make money and affect the whole future of the country, and it's doubtful that white society and culture will survive the nigger birth rate and so forth. Even, and so many of these right-wing guys, I hate to call right-wing or left-wing, but... And you hear them on these radio shows, they spend all day talking about the Jews, the Jews this, the Jews that, everything's a problem Jews cause. Well, you know, the people that the Jews screwed didn't have to go along with it. Our country's going along with it. Why? Because they embrace the Jew religion, just like they embrace the Jew holidays. I mean, what do you expect? It's like Rome. They say, well, it was the barbarians and the Germans and the tribes from the north that destroyed Rome. No, they didn't. They came down there because they wanted part of the action. They liked all the goodies in Rome. This concept that they went down there to destroy Rome and replace it with a tribal culture from the north is bullshit. They wanted part of the goodies. They wanted part of the act. What destroyed Rome and destroying the United States is Christianity, Jew Christianity. And just like Islam destroys the Arab people and is keeping them in total poverty way back before Muhammad and all that bullshit and Islam. There was a great culture in the Middle East and the Arab countries, but the cult of religion has destroyed it, just like it's destroying this country. If you doubt that, go to Gibbon's The Fall of Rome and The Last Days of Rome. It was the Christians, the crazy-ass Christ insanity Christians that were destroying Rome. They were crazy. No leader could satisfy them. They were believing this shit that if you committed suicide, you'd go straight to heaven. So they went out and was jumping off cliffs and everything else in Rome. How can you govern a nutball like that? I mean, you know, so anyhow, if somebody wants to argue history with me, I'll argue with it. I may be wrong sometimes, but I'm going to tell you, it's usually just 180 degrees out with what the reality of history really was. And this country has never been a democracy. It wasn't even a good republic. So trash that. It was some kind of a ruling class situation where it evolved into an empire. And that's all we've got left now. And one thing good I read the other day was when great civilizations die, their gods die with them, like in Rome. And all their gods. And, of course, it was better to have a whole bunch of gods than have one Jew god. So, anyhow. So that's a good thing. As this empire crumbles, their gods will crumble with them. And we don't know what's coming after that, but I want to tell you, it couldn't be any worse. Now, I'm going to send out a copy of this survival manual. If you've never read it and don't have it, you should print it out and keep it, or at least go over it to where you know what the hell we're talking about, because I think it's pretty good, and I think you should have it, and I'm going to send it out to you, and not only to you, but spread it around. Give it to all these conservatives and stuff. You'll either make their day and they'll change their ways, or they'll flee from you screaming, "Ah, my God, they're racist. They're horrible. They're going to destroy the country." Ha! Destroy the country? The leadership is destroying the country faster than anything else. Thanks for you boys and girls getting your donations in. That helps to get it in as early as possible during the month. It helps me keep the records straight. Note from one of our lone wolves: "Hey, TT, I like the show on religion from the other day. Keep them coming. I came across a great site the other day due to religions. Many of you can share it with your radio audience." And that's on Skeptics. Anyhow, also, the show with Clark Kent was great. The alien UFO stuff is pretty interesting. I find it hard to believe we all came from the gorilla. Perhaps we were seeded here long ago. And I think it's very interesting that the latest space shot going out there is called Orion. That really made me feel good, that space shot, Orion, yeah. Here's a tip for lone wolves. The agents of the Empire do not always arrive with warning. When you are besieged, surrounded, and infiltrated, imagination is often your best weapon against the oppressors. If all you have at hand is some duct tape and a disposable camera, fear not, you have the makings of a powerful taser. A disposable camera contains a super cap, a.k.a. high-value capacitor, which stores up lots of charge to make that bright flash. When you press the flash button, you can hear that capacitor charging up in an increasing high-pitched tone. We're going to take out the flash and replace it with two metal leads instead of traveling through the flash bulb. All that stored up electricity will travel through whatever you press the leads to. Ha, yeah! A whole lot of other tips on a website called wonderhowto.com. Wonderhowto.com. Actually shows the photographs on how you can destruct and reconstruct various defensive weapons. On that camera taser, it's said that it's the voltage coming out of that thing is 300 to 500 volts. So it'll stop somebody that's giving you trouble. Only thing I don't like about tasers is you got to get up too close. I prefer pepper spray or a pepper fogger, you know, that can clear out a whole area. These cops, there's all kinds of weapons they can use that you don't have to kill somebody, you don't have to shoot somebody. And I think it would pay to check in with this wonderhowto.com from time to time. They got some very good ideas, and people on all sides are getting these ideas. Of course, with any weapon of any kind, it's not just having the weapon, it's having the balls to use it. Most people that I've run into, they can talk big and they can have various weapons, but they never would use them. Well, that's it for today, boys and girls. Saturday, I'm going to take off tomorrow and get some paperwork done and some other things done around the old bunker. I'll be back with you on Moon's Day with a lot more information. So have a good weekend, and think white, act white, be white, and 14 words along with 5 words. I have nothing to say, goddammit, and I take the 5th in any grand jury or anything like that. You cannot hurt yourself by not talking. Also, a good place for good information on the neocons is, wait a minute here, rightwingwatch.com.
Of clay. Into the dark.